On the call today is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, and Dr. Marie Adelot, Chief Medical Officer. I'm going to summarize some of the actions we've taken at Summit and Wolf Manor over the last few weeks. And please remember that I always include Lodge when I say Wolf Manor. So we've been serving all meals to residence apartments on our campus, and that's been working out as well as can be so far. We strongly encourage that all Summit residents do not leave the building, Summit and Wolf residents. Walking on the grounds is permitted as long as social distancing is observed. Visitors are restricted from entering Summit or Wolf campus. Group gatherings are limited to 8 people or less. Small group engagement activities are on resident floors daily. All residents and staff temperatures are being checked daily for the Summit and twice a day at Wolf Manor. All residents of the Summit are wearing masks, and many of the residents at Wolf Manor are wearing them as well. A few questions that came from some of you are, what happens if I need to go to the doctor? Can I leave the Summit campus? For the safety and protection of all of our residents, if you have a necessary appointment with a medical provider, you will be able to go to your appointment via the Summit transportation. We'll also keep in mind that you will need to bring back with you a note from your doctor verifying that you were seen. Now that the weather is turning nicer, can residents walk outside? And can I have a family member walk with me? So yes, you can walk outside. Please make sure you're wearing your mask and that you're keeping social distancing in mind, and just be careful not to have too many guests, maybe one person or two, and we just have to be mindful that we want to keep everybody safe with distancing outside. Another question is, what are you doing to help residents get some exercise regularly? And at both Summit, Wolf, and Lodge, we have lots of fitness classes going on every day. Some are held in small groups, some are seen through the TV via live streaming. If you have any requests on fitness classes, just let either the concierge or Summit or Wolf know. How can I stay connected with my family members? Summit and Wolf offer residents opportunities to FaceTime, Zoom, and window visits to stay connected with their family. If you are interested and would like some help with a FaceTime or Zoom call, please let either of the concierge know at Summit or Wolf so we can assist you with that. Are Summit residents observing social distancing? That's a really good question, and I have a good answer. We have markings all over the floor at both Summit and Wolf. Big blue X's on the floor where each chair should be, and so that when residents are sitting down, they are at least 6 feet away from another resident. We have also lines on the carpet too that are marked in blue tape. So if you're waiting in line for something like food or a question for the concierge, you've got 6 feet in between you. And it's working out really well. The residents are really paying attention and observing the distancing. What if I want to drive my car on campus to run the car battery? Residents who have cars at the Summit certainly can, you know, drive their car around the Summit Circle or around the Jewish Home parking lot to get that battery moving, but please don't drive off of our campus. We want you to stay right on our campus. So once you go to Meridian, that's off campus. So stay right on campus here. Is it possible to have a virtual appointment with my physician? If your physician is able to provide a virtual appointment and you're unsure how to make this happen, please let us know, the concierge at the Summit or Wolf. We can help you with this. A reminder to all that Noah Wallace, our consumer tech guide, is available daily at the Summit from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. daily at the Summit Tech Hub, which is located in the front living room at the Summit to assist residents with technology needs. This schedule an appointment with Noah, please contact him at 784-6441. And then as far as window visits go, I've had some questions about that. If you'd like to schedule a window visit with your family member, and that's when the family member comes to one of our vestibules and a resident is brought out to the other side of the glass door, and the two of you can talk on phones to each other and you can be right up close to each other through the window. If you'd like to schedule that, please contact the Summit or World Concierge to arrange a visit. If you would like to schedule a window visit on Mother's Day, please contact Lynn Pabrinkas at 585-341-2314 by Friday morning at 11 a.m. Mother's Day window visits will be held between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. I'm going to turn it over to Marie.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I don't have a lot of new information to share. Monroe County continues to have a gradual increase in COVID-19 cases. The curve does appear to be flattening. However, the vast majority of our population in Rochester is still at risk for this illness, including our residents of Wolk Lodge and Summit. As we talked about before, and you're well aware of, we continue to limit visitors and screen all people entering at the Summit entrance for fever and symptoms of illness. It's very important for Wolk and Summit residents to continue the social distancing and the self-quarantine. I know it's getting old and it's getting difficult. However, it means so much in terms of avoiding the illness. So try not to take any trips out of the facility, as Susan went over, unless absolutely essential, such as an urgent medical visit. All routine medical visits should be rescheduled or performed by telephone or video conferencing, such as Zoom. Almost all medical practices and consultant practices are able to do this. So just call the practice and set up a virtual visit is my recommendation, unless it's extremely urgent and it's something that you need to be examined personally for. Like Susan described, it's fine to go on outdoor walks around the facility, but important to keep at least 6 feet apart and to wear your mask. We're continuing to monitor resident fevers, and I do keep an eye on the temperatures that are monitored at the Wolk and Lodge and Summit if they're reported to us through our home visit practice or Summit staff. And we have actually performed over a dozen COVID tests on residents. All have been negative to date. We have very good access to the swabs, and we have very good turnaround at the lab, usually 24 hours or less. We continue to monitor staff closely for any symptoms, and like I said, staff are aware of the procedure that we would put in place if a resident should develop COVID infection, and the staff have practiced some on-site drills. On a different note, we have had some questions about antibody testing. And to describe that a little bit, antibody testing is different from the nasal swab, which diagnoses the active COVID infection. Antibody testing takes a small blood sample and looks for antibodies which show if the person had a previous infection with the virus. A positive antibody test shows that the person had an infection with either COVID-19 or a related coronavirus, because there are many types of coronavirus. It's unclear if having the antibodies provides protection against reinfection with COVID-19. It is also concerning that the available testing test kits have not been studied well, and some are unreliable and may show false positive or false negative results. The main use for antibody tests at this time is by public health authorities, like the governor of New York, who are trying to determine how many people in a population have had the illness. A recent sampling in New York showed that in our area, only around 4% of people tested have shown the antibody, meaning that 96% of Rochesterians are still susceptible to the COVID-19. People have asked, does having the positive antibody test mean that you're immune to this illness and you don't need to practice social distancing or wear a mask? Absolutely not. It is not clear from the current information available that the antibodies reliably indicate immunity, or if they do indicate immunity, how long that lasts for. So in summary, for all the residents and families listening, continue to keep yourself safe by practicing social distancing and self-quarantining as much as possible, as the pandemic is far from over. We will continue to use every measure possible to keep residents safe, and we will work hard to keep families and residents informed at this challenging time. Thank you.
And I'd like to finish by saying thank you to all of you for the kind words and positive messages that you have sent to the staff of Summit and Wolf Manor. We're all working hard to ensure that we are providing the best possible services during this challenging time. If you have any questions or concerns that weren't addressed today, please contact me at 341-2301. And finally, we hope you all have a very happy Mother's Day. Take care.